Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Friday and the end of what I hope has been a wonderful week for you. And I'm thankful that you're with me here today on our broadcast. We have been learning some marvelous things all week from Derek Prince, and it really comes down to a relationship with Jesus, knowing who he is, encountering him, and then learning to abide with him. And yesterday we learned some very, very important things about the fruit of abiding in Jesus. We're the branches. He's the vine. What does that mean? That if we really are abiding in him, we ought to have character. And oh boy, can some of us bemoan the lack of character among Christians today? And could it be that it's a lack of really knowing Jesus? And then Derek also said that there is often in the body of Christ a lack of drawing people to Jesus. And that's one of the fruits of abiding in Jesus, that people are coming to Jesus, that people are being born again through our lives. This is the kind of thing that we've been learning this week. Now, today, we're going to go a little farther in our journey of the new life and talk about what we have to do in order to produce the fruit that God requires. That's what I want in my life, don't you? Fruit, Holy Spirit fruit, fruit that tastes like the fruit that came off the life of Jesus. I want people to be able to find God through my life, and I want to bear the fruit and have the character that befits and honors Jesus Christ. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about abiding in Jesus Christ as we live out our new life.
Our theme is based upon the parable of Jesus in John chapter 15. In my two previous talks this week, I've interpreted the parable as follows. First of all, the vine represents Jesus. The sap, or the life that flows up from the roots through the vine into the branches, that is the Holy Spirit. As Paul says in Romans 8:10, the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, is life. Then the gardener, or more completely, the owner, the one who owns and cultivates the whole vineyard, is God the Father. And finally, the branches in the vine are the true disciples, the real Christians. And I've pointed out that God's objective in all this can be summed up in just one word, fruit, and that this fruit is spoken of by Jesus in three successive stages. First of all, fruit, then more fruit, and finally, much fruit. So that's what God is after out of this vine, is fruit, more fruit, and much fruit, and that applies to the life of each one of us. Now, the only alternative to that is no fruit. And the end of the branch that bears no fruit is to be thrown out, to wither, and be burned. I pray that may not be the fate of anyone listening to this talk today. I've explained to you that fruit comes in two main forms. First of all, there's the fruit of character, which is called the fruit of the Spirit, bearing in mind that the Spirit is the sap that gives life to the fruit. And secondly, the fruit of other believers, one to the Lord through our lives. I pointed out that God has ordained that every tree only bears seed in its fruit, and that out of the fruit comes the seed, and out of the seed comes the potential for a new tree. And the book of Proverbs says that also. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that wins souls is wise. So we win souls by the seed that comes out of the fruit of our lives. The souls are other believers brought to the Lord. Today I'm going to deal with a vitally important question which arises out of all this. And the question is, what do we have to do in order to produce the fruit that God requires? Well, in this passage in John 15 that we've been looking at, Jesus states one great basic condition for bearing fruit. It is to remain or to abide in him. In John 15, verse 5, he says this, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. There are only two possibilities there in relationship. One is remaining in Jesus. The other is being apart from him, being cut off from him, losing our direct personal contact with him. Now, Jesus guarantees, if a man remains in me, he will bear much fruit. We don't have to think, first of all, in terms of a lot of effort or a lot of religious activity or some program. What we have to focus on, first and foremost, is our personal relationship with Jesus. If we remain in him, he's given us this guarantee, we will bear much fruit. Certain sense, fruit doesn't come by worrying. It doesn't come by a lot of effort. It doesn't come by a lot of religious activity. It comes by remaining or abiding in Jesus. And as I pointed out, and I want to continue to emphasize, this speaks primarily about a relationship rather than doctrine or theology. I'm not saying doctrine or theology are unimportant, but if they don't bring us into that relationship and if they don't produce the fruit, then they are vain. The sap, the spirit, or the life that flows from the roots up the trunk and into the branches is the Holy Spirit. But the trunk is Jesus himself. We only have the sap as branches if we abide in the trunk, because the trunk is the only channel by which the sap, that is the life, comes to us. This is the universal testimony of the New Testament. We have spiritual or eternal life only in Jesus. It's a question of relationship. In the first epistle of John, chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, this is what John says. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Let me read those words again. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Now again, in that passage, as in many others, we're confronted with just two possible alternatives. One is good and one is bad. The first alternative is to believe and have the testimony, or not to believe. And that means to make out God to be a liar. That's a terrible thought. Not believing is tantamount to making out God to be a liar. You may be having the attitude, well, I don't believe, but I'm not much of a bad person anyhow. I'm as good as some of those who do believe. Well, you may be comparing yourself with the wrong people. But let me suggest to you that it's a terrible responsibility to make Almighty God out to be a liar. But if you don't believe, that's what you're doing. On the other hand, if you do believe, you have the testimony. So if you don't have the testimony, you don't believe, and if you don't believe, you're making God out to be a liar. The second alternative is this, to have the Son, S-O-N, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and in him to have eternal life, or not to have the Son of God and not to have eternal life. And see, there's nothing in between the two. Every person belongs in one or other of those two categories. Let me ask you this question. In which category are you?
You know, it has to be one of the hardest things for a person from our busy Western world, our busy Western culture to do. But Jesus said, abide, remain, sit still in me, and fruit will grow. Man, that's got to be tough. But that's what we're told to do. We're much better with busy activities and a lot of happenings. But Jesus said, if you'll just be still and abide, and draw from me in the deep places, you will have the fruit that shows people that you're mine. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When life seems lifeless and hope far away, it's time for change, a complete transformation. In his encouraging book, Transformed for Life, Derek Prince reveals how Jesus' death on the cross began a marvelous transformation that can reach into your life right now. Through its pages, you'll discover how God's sacrificial gift forever changed the lives of those who know him, and why his sacrifice will take care of you completely. God's love for you is far from ordinary. Isn't it time for you to see how you can become transformed for life? To order your copy or to get one for someone you love, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is only $12.95, and if you order now, we will make sure you receive it in time for the holidays. God has a transformed life waiting for you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I have to tell you that I am learning some transforming truths from this series that Derek is teaching, and I trust that you are as well. If you've missed any of this, log on to our website at DerekPrince.org and let these truths become a reality in your life. We're learning about how to live in Jesus, how to abide in Him, and how to let the fruit of Jesus be produced in our lives. Man, do I need that. Let's listen.
Now, again, in that passage, as in many others, we're confronted with just two possible alternatives. One is good and one is bad. The first alternative is to believe and have the testimony, or not to believe. And that means to make out God to be a liar. That's a terrible thought. Not believing is tantamount to making out God to be a liar. You may be having the attitude, well, I don't believe, but I'm not much of a bad person anyhow. I'm as good as some of those who do believe. Well, you may be comparing yourself with the wrong people. But let me suggest to you that it's a terrible responsibility to make Almighty God out to be a liar. But if you don't believe, that's what you're doing. On the other hand, if you do believe, you have the testimony. So if you don't have the testimony, you don't believe. And if you don't believe, you're making God out to be a liar. The second alternative is this, to have the Son, S-O-N, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and in Him to have eternal life, or not to have the Son of God and not to have eternal life. And see, there's nothing in between the two. Every person belongs in one or other of those two categories. Let me ask you this question. In which category are you? We see then that the great requirement for bringing forth fruit is abiding or remaining in Jesus. This leads naturally to a second practical question. How can we abide in Jesus? Jesus himself states two requirements, each of which are simple, and each of which are introduced in his teaching by the word if. The first requirement is to hold fast to the words of Jesus. In John 15, verse 7, he says this, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you." So there's the condition. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you. That's the secret. His words remaining in us. Compare this with what Jesus says in the previous chapter of John, chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him." So the test of whether we love Jesus is that we keep his word. And if we do keep his word, not only will he love us, but God the Father will love us. And then Jesus makes this amazing statement, "We, God the Father and God the Son, will come to him and make our abode with him." Isn't that a breathtaking thought? That Almighty God is willing to come and make his abode, his dwelling in us. What's the condition? Keeping the word of Jesus. So this is central to the whole of the New Testament message, is having and obeying the words of Jesus. The second requirement is, already I've said it, it's obeying his commands. In John 15:10, Jesus says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Notice the word if that always states a condition, a possibility. You may or you may not. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So let's just recapitulate briefly. In order to bring forth fruit, which God requires, the basic condition is abiding or remaining in Jesus. It's not a question of a lot of religious practices or fleshly efforts. It's a question of continuing in the right relationship with Jesus. That's what it all turns on. Now, in order to abide in him, Jesus tells us there are two requirements. First, we must hold fast his words. We cannot overemphasize the importance of putting God's word in the center of your life. That really is the key to success in practical Christian living. It's to live on and to live by the word of God. I've seen Christians in many parts of the world, in many different circumstances. I've seen them under persecution. I've seen them in difficulty. I've seen them in loneliness and discouragement. And basically, I would say the ones who succeed are the ones who are truly holding fast to the Word of God. If I were to state one requirement for success in Christian living, that would be it. Hold fast to the Word of God. And then, of course, the second requirement is simply a logical continuation from it. We have to obey his commands. It's not enough to know the Bible. That's very important, but it's not sufficient. First you know it, then you obey it. Isn't that so beautifully simple? Perhaps you've been struggling with a lot of effort to be a good Christian. May I suggest to you that what you need to concentrate on is abiding in Jesus. And that means two simple things: holding fast his word and obeying his commands. May God help you to do that.
You know, one of the greatest challenges to much of modern Christianity is this truth in John 14 and verse 23 that Derek just talked about. If anyone loves me, he'll keep my word. We tend to talk about love as though it's a feeling, as though it's different from obedience. It's different from any kind of definition or any kind of boundaries. But Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do the stuff I told you to do. Boy, that puts an ethical character nature to love that we often don't talk about. Coming up, Dick Leggett with me here in the studio as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
How would you define extravagant? The absolute best? Over-the-top luxury? The ultimate in comfort and security? Then what would extravagant love be like? And what would extravagant love mean to you? The dictionary defines extravagant as going beyond reasonable limits, excessive, or unrestrained. And although you may not realize it, the truth is, you are loved in that way right now. God Himself loves you extravagantly. In his book, Extravagant Love, Derek Prince searched out key parables and scriptures from the Bible that define and explain God's love. He compiled these verses along with his insights into a comprehensive, easy-to-read book. God's love is not only unconditional, it is excessive and unrestrained. That is why we want you to have a free copy of Extravagant Love, absolutely free and postage paid. To get your copy, give us a call right now, 800-448-3261. The book and the call are both free. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the extravagant inheritance that waits you. Grasp the scope of God's extravagant love for you. Call now and request your free copy. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy of Extravagant Love when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us. Joining me in the studio today is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, who always comes with great insight and perspective on what Derek's been teaching. Dick, great to have you with me.
Hey, Stephen.
You know, I really love what we're learning. I mean, I love every Derek Prince series, and I know that I probably go off too much maybe about them sometimes, but this one really is transforming for me. Because I got to tell you, abiding is not exactly my strong suit, if you understand what I'm saying. Killing things, blowing things up, chopping things down, doing things, building things, that's more where I am. But to abide, to simply allow the Spirit of God to produce fruit in my life, sitting still for that process, that's a bit more like gardening, you know, which is not really consistent with my nature. That's a different thing. So this is challenging me. And Dick, you have more experience with this. Pastor me, brother. Pastor me.
Oh, I can't. I can't. I'm having to deal with it myself. You know, I hear Derek talk about Jesus saying, apart from me, you can do nothing. And the first thought that comes to me is, oh my gosh, how much time do I spend really apart from Jesus? You know, I mean, how much of my life do I live disconnected from him and what he wants me to do? It's very, very convicting, but it's also very basic. And, you know, when Derek referred to the two requirements, basically one of which is to hold fast his word, and then the next being to obey his commandments. Yeah. I mean, you can't get more basic than that, but what it ends up producing in us, as Derek so eloquently said, is fruitfulness. And I just have to tell you guys, I've been out there meeting with friends and partners of Derek Prince Ministries, and the good news is that there is tremendous fruitfulness. I mean, it's amazing that this kind of teaching is producing in the lives of those who are hearing it just an amazing amount of productivity and fruitfulness and impact upon the lives of all who are hearing it.
Well, I'm thankful for that. You know, and I believe that God is doing some very special things in the lives of people today that I know it's been this way all throughout the history of Christianity, but I sense a hunger in the body of Christ to be changed and to see fruit be produced that's exceptional. I think people are becoming discontented with the normal cultural Christianity that they have, and they're saying to me, if Jesus is real and if I'm a believer, I ought to be becoming more Christ-like, and there ought to be something real of his nature in me. One person said, you know, I'm just tired of myself. I'm just tired. And I get that. You know, yeah, I'm tired of too. Myself. I'm I tired of being Stephen Mansfield. I want to be like Jesus.
Yeah. You know, the sense I had, Stephen, as we were listening and to Derek, and then as we were basically about to pray, is that there are a number of people out there who are just feeling disconnected. You know, if you're disconnected from the vine, there's no life flowing through you. And so let's just take a minute. And if I want to just say to you, if you're feeling that kind of disconnectedness, if you feel like, man, I'm just cut off. I've got to plug in here somehow. I've got to get connected again with Jesus. Let me just lead you in a prayer. And believe me, all of us need that. All of us are facing that. All of us day to day experience moments when we just feel like we're cut off. But isn't it wonderful that we can pray and we can connect? So let's just do that right now. Father, we just lift up this topic that we've heard, and we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would take us from our state of disconnectedness from you, and that you would draw us close by your love, that you would draw us with the cords of love, that we could be able to approach you. You promised we could, Father. You said that we could come boldly before your throne of grace. Yes. And we need to right now. We just need to be near you. We need to draw deeply from you and your love and your compassion and your mercy and also your will and purpose for our lives. We want to be connected with you. Please, Lord, help us. Draw us close to yourself and allow us to live our lives in you in a way that will produce much fruit. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Great stuff. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Stephen. Good to be with you.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Transformed for Life, give us a call toll free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you call, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Extravagant Love. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261.
or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.